time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro. What's going on, everybody? Weekly show here on MSONewsSports.com. It's December, and that means it's the end of the fall season. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. We have one more team hanging around, and that is the Shawsheen Football Rams. This Friday, December 6th, let's go to Foxborough, where the home team will be hosting Shawsheen. No, they don't play at Gillette. Maybe they should. They're better than the team that plays it professionally. Shawsheen and Foxborough will meet in the Division 5 Super Bowl, Gillette Stadium, 5:30 p.m. There's a bunch of games this week, and Shawsheen picked up a pretty good spot unless you're dealing with traffic. Probably have to get there the night before for that one. 5:30 start tomorrow night, Friday, December 6th. The Shawsheen Rams players are looking to get it done. I don't think they haven't won since 2010. So they've been in the mix here in Division 5, semifinals, Super Bowl. They are itching to get that MIAA plaque in their hands and get it done. So best of luck to the Rams. We are going to take a break and have our one guest of the day. It's going to be a standout Andover field hockey player. Her team made the state finals again. She finished 2-2 in the state finals in her career. Not bad. And this is a Moynihan Lumber student athlete of the week. So it's good stuff. You'll hear from her after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here with our one and only guest today, former Andover field hockey standout. Must be crazy to hear that, Bella. Bella DiFiore, yeah. What's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on the show. You won the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's great. So the season is all set. For the fourth time in a row, you met Walpole in the finals and came out on the short end, 2-0 win for Walpole. You know, at the end of the day, Bella, like, you guys beat them twice for the state title and they beat you twice. They're even.
Yeah. Yep. That's how I look at it too.
Yeah, not a bad thing to get to the final game in all four of your seasons in high school. That's amazing. So like freshman and sophomore, you were like starter and everything, right?
Yeah, my freshman year, I got pulled up for the tournament and I played in a few games prior, but I actually got the privilege to play in that championship game, which was very cool as a freshman. Yeah. As I started field hockey my freshman year too. So it's very crazy.
Like you literally started the sport of field hockey, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was like, tell me the thinking behind that. Cause you know, a lot of kids have the youth sports going on, and you, what was your focus in youth sports until high school for the fall?
So I played soccer, but then my best friend, Lucy, her sisters had grown up playing field hockey. So she was making the switch freshman year from soccer to field hockey. So I decided to follow her as well. And I think it's the greatest thing I've ever been forced into, or the best thing that she's ever tricked me into, because I've had such a great experience. So,
yeah. Would that be Lucy McLean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fellow captain. And you each are, were you the only two that appeared in all four state championships?
Yes.
Your senior class? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. But you must have had like classmates in your senior class that were in three state championships, some were in two. So a lot of experience.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's what made us so strong, all that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys, you and Lucy, 2-2 in state finals. Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the most recent one, you know, the 2-0 loss to Walpole. Like, take me to that game. You know, it's just like, you know what? You guys both, you're awesome. They're awesome. It's like, let's see who has the better game one time and let's see who wins the state title.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think we went into the game, we had a lot of confidence. I know the captains and myself, we tried to make everyone feel as confident as possible going into that game, because we did think that it was possible making it all the way there. I personally didn't think that we were going to make it this far this year. But that semifinals game, just playing that strong and our defense playing that strong and the forwards being able to execute all of the offense, we came in with so much confidence. And then during the game, I think we got a little bit frazzled, but I think that we held strong. We tried to keep our heads up the whole time, no matter what the score was. And overall, it was just a very good experience to get to play in a fourth game. So, and we got to practice all the way through the season, all the practices we could have gotten. So it was great to be able to stay with the team as long as possible, because I think that we're such a tightly knitted team. So everyone was friends. So it was great to stay with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. And the tournament was just, you know, a couple of convincing wins to start, 4-1 over Shrewsbury, 3-0 over Belmont. And then you get into the three tight ones, you know, like, and Beverly was 1-0. Wellesley was 2-1, and then the finals 2-0. So, like, take me to that Beverly game and then the Wellesley game. Those sounded pretty intense.
Yeah, the Beverly game, I think, was one of the best games our defense has ever played all season. They held us strong the whole game. We didn't have that many offensive chances, but when we did get it into the end of the field, we executed well, and that's what made us come out with that win. Beverly was a very strong team, but I'm super happy we got to pull away with that win, a last home game. So very nice.
Yeah.
And then the semifinals was just, it was great. We had so many fans for the first time. I feel like I've never really gotten fans, and I felt like I had a lot of people there to surround me with such support. So it was very great.
Yeah. So that was like because like, you know, everyone's busy in the fall, like in like early October, like who can make it to like a 4 o'clock game. Right. Mm-hmm. But so that was a big change come the tournament. Like you went from like, you know, some parents and a few friends to like the community coming out to watch you guys.
Yeah.
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 What must have been insane. Like, did you get motivated a little extra by that by the fans?
Yeah, I remember the championship game. I wasn't really looking around. I was very focused on the game. But then I heard them cheering from just like they were doing like a regular cheer. But I heard so many voices and I looked over and I was like, oh, my God, so many people actually came. Like people are talking about it at school, but they never really execute with it. Yeah. But they actually came. So it was very cool to see people actually put some effort towards it.
Yeah. And was it you and Lucy the only captains or were there others?
We also had Mia Jaimo and Scarlett Glass.
Okay. And talk about that dynamic with you four. You know, what was that your only year as captain or were you as a junior as well?
Yeah, it was my only year.
Okay. What was that like? You know, what were some of the things that you guys tried to do as captains? You know, I know that it goes a little bit beyond just the, like, let's go, everybody, like the in-game motivation. There's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the captain role was definitely a big step up from my junior year, but I'm happy that I got the opportunity to be one. Just from starting in the summer with just bringing the team together and creating those bonds that also translated onto the field, I think that was a big part of it. And then also just the behind the scenes parts of it with making sure that everything was in place, making sure that everyone felt welcome. And I think the four of us each played like a different specific role, but at the end we all came together. And it was also great that each of us, there was a captain for every position, which helped a lot. So there was a different role model for each of the positions.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. It looks like, so you're up front, mm-hmm. Luke is midfield, me is midfield, and then like defense for Scarlet, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty cool, actually. And four captains all over the place on the field. So. All right. Well, what's next? Winter, spring. You play other sports for Andover?
Yes, I'm assistant captain for the hockey team. And then in the spring, I play lacrosse.
Okay. How's things looking hockey-wise?
It's looking good. I'm excited. I think hockey is just it's a great sport. I've been playing since I was younger. And also a lot of the field hockey girls also play hockey. So I get to stick with them for a little bit longer before lacrosse. And then we have a new coach this year, so I'm very excited for what the program has to build off of.
Yeah. Man, how about lacrosse? We have a new coach in that one, too, or is it same for all 4 years?
So the head coach, Meg Reddy, used to be the assistant.
Yeah. In lacrosse, do you have a new coach in that as well? Because if you do, that means field hockey, you've gone through a coaching change. And girls hockey, ice hockey, you've gone through a coaching change. And lacrosse, has that been the same one?
Yeah. So last year, the assistant coach, Meg Reddy, stepped up to the head coach position, which was a big change. But I think she rose to the occasion very well. And I'm excited for this next year, being a senior and also just having that senior leadership role on the field as well.
Wow. So you have gone through coaching changes in all three sports.
Yeah.
So we know the whole story with Andover field hockey, you know, two state final wins, two state final losses. What's the best hockey season coming into this winter for you, like tournament wise, where you guys finished roughly?
I think my sophomore year, we made it to the Final Four game, which was very cool because my freshman year, I don't think we made it that far. And then my junior year, we didn't make it that far, but that sophomore year, making it to the Final Four was such a surreal feeling because I also won the championship for field hockey that year. So it was a very high sophomore year.
That's right, for sure. And how about lacrosse in terms of like how far you guys have gotten?
Last year in lacrosse, we made it all the way to the Elite Eight, which was a very big step. My freshman year, I was on JV, and my sophomore year, I think we didn't make it that far, but we are a strong team. And we had a lot of confidence going into the next season with also a new coach. So making it all the way to Elite Eight was a really great feeling.
Yeah. You had 26 regular season goals this year, 20 assists that got you co-MVP, the Merrimack Valley Conference. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Do you get as many goals in the other sports?
Hockey, I get the dirty goals. I get the rebounds. And then lacrosse, you know, I'm up there. I get the goals, but not as much in field hockey.
Okay, so field hockey is the standard for you.
And yeah.
That's mm-hmm. what you'll be doing at St. Anselm's in Manchester, New Hampshire in college?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about that choice. You know, what impressed you the most about St. Anselm's and won you over?
So I had been looking at mostly D3 schools in the beginning of the recruiting process. And then my mom said that I should just try the D2 school, see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to St. A's and Assumption. And then I heard back from St. A's pretty fast. And I got to meet the coaches in real life. And just being able to meet them and seeing how they spoke and how the team was, it really impressed me. And I knew that it was something that I wanted to be part of. And I'm also going into the major of nursing, So I knew St. A's had such a strong nursing program, which was also a very big attraction to the school.
Yeah. What attracted you to that career path? Was it a family-driven thing or something you totally went on your own?
Honestly, I think it was something just on my own, but I knew that the other majors that I could have, that I was a little bit interested in, I wasn't as propelled to them as I was to nursing. And I also think that just being an older sibling, I think that really shaped the caring role for me. So,
yeah. Awesome. And with nursing today, is it just a 4-year thing, you know, that you can get, you know, your certificate, your degree, and just be ready and go to hospitals? Or does it take another level too once you finish the undergrad?
Yeah, I think you have to go to nursing school as well.
Right. So there's that in addition. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get a long little education. Your education still continues for many years until you get ready. But how's the field hockey team looking up there? I mean, how have they been recently? I think they play what, Northeast 10?
Yes, they play Northeast 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How have they been doing?
Good. Today they played in the National D2 championship game and they won for the first time ever.
Well, that's, they're doing okay, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So where was that game?
It was at Limestone in South Carolina.
Wow. Okay. So then you're coming to a defending national champion next year.
Yes, I know. I watched the live stream on the game and it was very exciting to be there, to be able to see them accomplish that.
Yeah, that's huge. So that's a 1-0 win over Kutztown?
Yeah, Kutztown.
Kutztown, okay. Well, where the heck are they, I wonder?
I don't know, but I know they won last year as well, so.
Oh, so they beat the last year's champion.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's very exciting to be able to go into that.
Yeah. Do you know, like, if, you know, if they're going to lose quite a few seniors, so there might be some opportunities for you to get some time, or?
Yeah, I think their starting lineup has heavily seniors. So I think that there's going to be a lot of new different prospects for next year's lineup. But hopefully I can get some playing time. But honestly, just being there is an accomplishment itself.
Yeah. At the time of this interview, we're talking on November 24th. Like, they won today.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So cool that you're going to a national champ like that. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's appealing, you know, to go to a team that's good, that's, you know, that good. I love it.
Yeah, that's definitely an appeal.
Yeah. So we know nursing, any other fun activities that you know, involved in, academic clubs, anything like that at Andover?
I'm a part of Warrior Way. So 2 days in April, we go to the elementary schools in my town and we just hang out with the kids that day. And it's very nice. You get to introduce yourself, say what sports you play, and just seeing how much they look up to you. It's a nice feeling.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it kind of during a school day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got out of class too. That's not bad.
Yeah. It's also a pro.
I'm getting back to St. Anselm's. I'm looking at them and it looks like they lost to Kutztown earlier in the tournament. Like a week ago, Saturday, November 16th. But clearly, you know, they won the right game, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looks like they beat Assumption. Assumption's Northeast 10 team as well, right?
Yes.
So that's a conference game in the NCAAs. They won 3-2. And then they beat East Stroudsburg 3-0. And then 1-0 in OT in the finals. Do we know who scored the goal?
Maddie Davis. Okay. She's in fifth year.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
Okay. We can look that up at some point. Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, do you know any teammates or opponents that you played against in the MVC that will be going to either St. Anselm's or like a fellow Northeast 10 school?
No, not anyone in the Northeast 10 school, but overnight in October and I got to go meet the team and stay overnight with the freshmen that are there right now. So that was a great introduction to the team.
You said Maddie Davis scored that goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Exeter, New Hampshire hometown.
Nice.
Yeah. So nearby the college, you know, college technically Goffstown, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is basically Manchester, right? I live in Manchester, actually. I have to come watch you next fall.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. You've been great. You know, just lastly, thinking about Andover field hockey, just the incredible run. I mean, that's your 4 years, you know, you and Lucy, that's going to be hard to match in any sport, male, female, anything, for Andover getting to four finals. When you look back, what are you going to miss most?
I think just my teammates as a whole. I think that they were more than just teammates. We were a great friend group. And I think that just being able to see them every day after school and go to practice, and then the games, the goal celebrations, the home games under the lights, I think those will be the things that I'll miss the most.
Yeah. Well, not done quite yet with the other sports. So best of luck at ice hockey when that gets rolling. And also lacrosse as well. So plenty of real estate left for you in your high school career. We wish you the best of luck. Congrats on winning the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's no joke. Merrimack Valley-wise, that's a lot of competition over there. So wish you the best of luck. Have a good holiday season, and we'll catch up soon enough.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, Bella. Have a good night. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thank you, Bella DiFiore, for the wonderful interview, and best of luck in your college career for field hockey. Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Good stuff all around. Happy to have her on the show. We had to, because she's a winner. So let's go around the horn, finish up the show with some little Turkey Day action, see what went down for Thanksgiving. We know, of course, it's a great day for high school football, and obviously a great day in the Valley. Lowell and Haverhill had a classic 34-32 final in favor of Lowell. Another classic, Chelmsford, only a 7-point win over Billerica, 28-21. That was pretty cool to see. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, Andover, North Andover had a battle, with North Andover coming on top. That was 20-16 final. Central Catholic handled, in no surprise, Lawrence pretty easily, the in-city rivalry there, 34-12. Methuen was an easy winner, of course, over Drakett. We expected that one, 40-6. And Pittsbury took its frustrations out of not getting to Gillette Stadium. They made the semifinals of their division with a 41-zip win over Wilmington. So that's a little wrap up of the football season in the Merrimack Valley. Another good one. You know, the Division I teams are just hoping to crack that St. John's Prep, Xaverian, BC High, Springfield Central kind of wall that's there, right? Methuen, Andover Central have been trying to break that in recent years, and they just haven't been able to. So we'll see if 2025 is the year, right? Next year. So best of luck, Shasheen. We'll have a full report on that one. If our friend Paul Vizella is out there at Gillette, we'll have him back on probably to talk about that Super Bowl. So there'll be one more football show, right? We gotta wrap up Shasheen season no matter what next Thursday. So stay with us for that. And also our interviews with athletes, journalists, coaches, whoever. Thanks for tuning in to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk at msnsports.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas, everyone.